Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin the new Hilchos Zechi Matana, the laws of acquisition and gifts, the second out of the five halachas in the Sefer of Kinyan, the book of acquisitions. Says the Rambam, in elo halachas, the idea of these halachas are laid to know din the laws of Zecha Menahefke. If someone acquires from something that's ownless, Heich Yikna, how does he acquire it? Uvame Yikna, with what does he acquire with? V'doina v'din nois matana, the laws of someone that gives a gift, Umakam matana, and I'm receiving the gift. Ve'eza matana chazeres, which gift is returned? Ve'eza in chazeres, which one is not returned? Ubeir kaladin me'elu, and explanation of all these halachas are beprakam elu, are in these chapters, where there are 12 chapters. First to discuss acquiring from Hefker, the second to discuss the acquiring a gift, and Perek Hei Vav discusses regarding the gifts that are void and their limitations. Perek Zayin discusses the laws of Shoshbinas, which is that of the gifts they would give as when they would get married. And Perek Ches Tiyud Beis discusses regarding Matnas Shchimra, the gifts of a dying person. And Rambam gives Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which is regarding the laws of Hefker, something that's ownless, and the way to acquire that, as we begin that idea in the first halacha. HaHefker, regarding something that's ownless, so Kol HaMachzabai, whoever takes possession of it, Zacha, he merits in it. V'chein amid baris, so regarding deserts, van horis, and rivers, van cholam, and the streams. Kol shebehem hefker, whatever's inside of that is ownerless. And therefore, v'chol ha'koyden behem zacha, whoever gets to it first, acquires it. Kagoyin, for example, ha'sabim, the grasses, v'etzim, the wood, v'apedish, l'lona, shalyar, and the fruit trees of the forest. K'yitzim, think something like that, it's hefker, whoever gets it first, it's his, and they acquire it. Halacha beiz. Hatzod dogim min ha'yam min ha'nahoris. If someone catches fish from the seas or from the rivers, or let's say he traps birds or certain types of wild animals, since there's no owners, zacha, he acquires it as long as he's not trapping it in his friend's field. If he did trap it over there, ultimately he acquires, if he makes an acquisition, we're talking about by a field which is not protected, and the owner of the field is not standing there on the side, and therefore he didn't acquire it from the fact that it's his own chas, his own courtyard that would acquire it, because a person's courtyard only acquires if it's mishtameres, if he's not there and it's protected, at least that. But if it's not, so therefore this other person will acquire. But vimhoya hadagim bivevarim shalbalim, if the fish were in these different ponds of the owner, or v'chin v'chay v'if shalbivarim, or the wild animal, the birds, were in these enclosed areas of the safari of the owner. Even though it's very large enclosed areas and it's lacking trapping, it's not considered trapped yet, but still, it belongs to the owner of these enclosed areas because they're protected over there, and there's, it's a protected courtyard which acquires for a person even without his awareness. And therefore, if someone traps from there, Hazegazlan, so he's literally a thief, he's a robber from that person's property. Halacha Gimel. But if someone takes fish from his friend's nets, when it's in the sea, or he takes it from his friend's trap, when it's spread out in the desert, so it's not on the guy's property, but it's in his trap, then that's only that's only going to be forbidden from rabbinic law. It's not an explicit gezel, at which you cannot extract with judges, because it didn't yet come to the possession of the one who's trapping it, because as we're discussing traps that don't have any receptacle. So it's only from rabbinic law, because of the ways of peace, we don't want people fighting. But if the trap was actually a vessel that has a receptacle, therefore that's considered his possession, the person takes it from his trap, then there is a gazan, then he's going to be a robber. And that's not just from rabbinic law of Dar Cheshon. If someone lays a trap in his friend's field, and he traps over there a wild animal or bird. So he said, although he doesn't have permission to do this, it's in his friend's property, but he acquires it again because the person wasn't there. This is where we qualify. Let's say the owner of the field was standing over there in this field of Amr, and he was saying, Zachsali Sadi, I want my field to acquire for me this animal that this guy is trapping in my field. And the owner of the field acquires it, and the owner of the trap doesn't get anything because it's his chatzar which acquires for him as long as he's there on the side, or it's mishtameres. Halacha hey, dogim shekavtzul techasvina, fish jump into a boat. The owner of the boat acquires it. Shazuk chatzah mishtameresi, a boat is like a carded courtyard which acquires for a person even without his awareness. And moreover, it's not considered a moving courtyard, which actually does not acquire. because Shamayim him Shemalich Maisa. The boat doesn't move. The water is moving it. Vein Halechas Machem Zatz. It doesn't move on its own. Therefore, it's not considered Chasam Halechas. Unlike that, so let's say an Eved, which is a mobile. Here, the boat's not mobile per se, and therefore it acquires for him. Halacha Vav continues with a different type of Hefker, that of the properties of a Ger, a convert who dies. So Ger Shemes, a convert who dies, and it's like as if he doesn't have any relatives, at least at that point, because he's like a newborn person. And moreover, v'lohoylid Yisrael achashan zkai. He didn't give birth to any Jewish children after he converted. So in liyershin, so he doesn't have any heritors, not from before, not after. I mean, not from his the previous generation, not from the next generation. Elakolakoyim behechzik ben chazab zachas. So therefore, whoever comes first and takes possession of his properties, he acquires it. Moreover, in bala metzah yochel asalke b'dam, the neighbor who's there by the boundary of this guy's property from the ger, cannot remove the person who's taking possession of it, which generally is the halacha from bar metzra, the one who is by the neighbor, has certain rights. He cannot remove him by saying, here, I'll pay for it, shazu kamatonahi, because by the laws of a gift, when someone gets a gift, we don't say bar metzra. And here also, essentially, it's like a gift. Just like by a gift, you can't say, hey, go somewhere else, because a gift is something, I can't go anywhere else. So it will be here, you can't get just Hefker from a ger anywhere else. And therefore, the halacha bar mitzvah does not apply, and the neighbor cannot force this person who took possession to leave, even if he's going to compensate him. Halacha zayin. What happens if he takes possession of part of the properties of the ger? So shtei sadis b'nechzai ger. Let's say there's two fields in the estate of the convert. U'metzer echad b'neim, and there's one boundary between those two fields. Hechzik ba'achas men l'knoisa. So if he took possession of one of those fields to acquire that field, so kana, he acquired that field. Let's say he took possession, he did a chazaka on one of the fields to acquire it and the neighboring one. So the one that he did the chazaka on, that one he acquires. But the neighboring one, he is not acquired. In contrast, by a sale, if he takes possession of one to acquire all the fields, even if they're very far away, he'll acquire it because the monies that were given combines them into one entity. But over here, where he's just taking possession from Hefker, it's the one that he does chazaka on that he acquires, not the other one. Let's say hechzik b'kadei liknes is chaverto. Let's say actually he did the chazaka on one of the fields to actually acquire the other fields. He wants the other one, but he got to the first one first. So actually likon achas men. So he actually doesn't acquire any one of them. Chaverto, the other one, nishle hechzik, but he didn't do chazaka in it. Vayis, and this one, nishle hechzik b'kadei liknes, he didn't do chazaka to acquire it. He did it to do the other one, so he doesn't get any one of them. Let's say hechzik b'kadei liknes, v'liknes is chaverto. Let's say he did a chazaka on this field to acquire it, and to acquire the other one, and this is what we're adding on from the previous case, the es hametza shebeneim. And he also wants it that it should work for the boundary between them. That's one case. Well, let's say he did the chazaka only on the boundary, to acquire the fields on either side of the boundary. So here it's already a suffix, it's a situation of doubt. And therefore, if someone subsequently comes and takes possession on what and whatever those fields to acquire it, zacha achren, the later one's going to acquire it because he's doing a definitive chazaka. Whereas the first one, we're not so sure if that's going to work, and hence he's not going to get it. It's going to be the second one. Halacha ches. V'chein, so to shnei batim zelif nemezeh. So to be have, let's say, two apartments, one within the other one. Shehechzik ba'achem hem liknoisoi v'liknoisis hasheni. He did the chazaka on one of the apartments to acquire it and the second one. He only acquires the one that he did the chazaka on. Let's say he did the chazaka on one of them to acquire the other one. Even the one that he did the chazaka on, he's not going to acquire it just like by the fields. Halacha test continues regarding if someone actually does the chazaka on the documents, on the deeds of the estate of the ger. If someone takes possession of the documents of the estate of the ger, the deeds, because he's going to have the deed. See, I have it to acquire the properties that are written in that document. So he only acquires the actual document, the piece of paper itself. Lots of pitzlefus, to like use it to wrap around his flask, or similar types of utilities that you could use with a piece of paper, but you don't actually acquire the land until you actually do something with the land itself. As we continue with Halacha Yud, regarding the boundaries of the properties of the ger, so if there's a field that's clearly demarcated with its boundaries. So in such a situation, once he does like one hit on it, meaning he does one prod of the ground like in the act of plowing, he acquired the whole property because it's definitive and you know what it is. And if he did one act of chazak, he gets the whole thing. But if it's not clearly defined by its boundaries, so what does he acquire with that hit? It's kedeshi yelech hatzemet. It's the amount that the team of oxen, two oxen that are plowing together, that they go b'shas charisha when they plow, the yachzer and they come back, where they make one furrow in a certain amount of length of the field, not the whole length, and they come back. That amount is what this guy acquires with that hit of the stick in the ground. Now, hametzer, the boundary, b'hachatzav, which actually was a type of herb, which has roots that go straight down in the ground. So they use it as boundaries because it's clearly defined, doesn't tilt aside. Those things are mafsikim and nechzager. They interrupt by the property of the convert. And therefore, v'chol ha'maksim b'sadeh, whoever takes possession of the field, l'kone ela adam metzer or adachatzav, he only acquires up until the boundary or up until where those grasses grow. Muro v'haloch yidav, kol ha'mafsik l'peya, whatever interrupts for the laws of peya, which is the corner of every field, has to be left for the poor people. So there are certain halachas that for the laws of pay is considered as a distinct field, and therefore what you leave on one would not help for the other one. So that's also mafsik b'nechs, again, that also interrupts by the properties of the ger, which it's a different area, you didn't acquire that. Ketzer haso. So hayisham nachal, let's say there was a stream, or amas amayim, or canal of water, or similar types of things. Just like for the laws of pay, you would separate it, you would have to leave over another corner of the field. Here also, it doesn't acquire up only up until the stream or up until the canal. So, the v'chol ha'mafsik b'shur Shabbos, whatever separates regarding the domains of Shabbos, regarding haitzah, about carrying, mafsik b'nechs ager, also interrupts by the estate of the ger. Like, for example, between the two fields, it was a rishus yochid, it was a private domain, or carmelos, or even a rabbinically defined area, which is not, it's not a rishus yochid, same thing as not a rishus rabbim, it's rabbinically forbidden. And actually, even a what's called a makom patur, which for Shabbos doesn't separate, but if for the laws of gittin, it's considered a distinct area where if he throws a tahar, it's not going to be considered as the same area. Even that would be a separation for the laws of the nichse hager, of the properties of the ger. Halachid beis. Moreover, kaldav mafsik l'tumah, whatever separates for the laws of tumah, mafsik b'nes hager, also interrupts for the property of the convert. Let's say a person goes into this valley, and there's a ritual impurity in the valley. But it's on the other side. It doesn't know if he reached to the area where the tumah is, or if not. So wherever we would presume that was the area of the tumah, that's a different area, separated from its own right. That is how we qualify for the laws of nechse ager, that it's considered whatever area it is, it's going to be considered as a distinct area. Even though essentially it's one big thing, but for laws of tumah we say, okay, no, this is for sure tar, this is already possible in the area of tumah, that's a different area. And therefore, even nechse ager, we're going to separate like that. Halachid gimel, bika gedele shesh besod des rabbis. A large valley has many fields. V'kulon shel ger echad, and all owned by one convert. Now it didn't have between it lay metzer, not a boundary, lay chatzav, not these herbs, lay davim, midvar, mamasik, and neither any one of these items that we mentioned I could separate. And someone came and did a chazaka, took possession of part of the valley to acquire the whole thing. So whatever's called on the name of this ger, then he's going to acquire the whole thing. Halacha Yadalad continues regarding acquiring from a Gentile. Goyish mocher metatan li Yisrael. The Gentile sells movable items to a Jew, or he acquires movable items from a Jew. He acquires or gives over, transfers rights with the object being pulled in either direction, whoever is acquiring it, or with monies. But hakarka, that's regarding movable items. But regarding property, he only acquires it from a Jew with a document. And the reason why is meaning together with the giving of the money. And so to ve'ina makna oitzli yisrael abishtar. And he also can only transfer it over to a Jew with a document. And as the Rambam explains, the reason is she'in daitoi, because the consciousness of the Jew who is buying from the Gentile is not semechas, is not reliant, which is one of the criterion that you need to have for kin to happen, ela alashtar, only when there's a document, because maybe the Gentile is going to back out and take it back from him forcefully. He needs to have a document to prove it. So actually what comes as interesting, if a Jew purchases a field from a Gentile and he gives money, so as Rambam is going to shortly explain, the moment the Gentile gets money, he's done, he's out of the equation, he has no ownership rights in the property, because for him, he's done already once he gets the money. But the Jew only acquires it, like we said, he's only reliant when he gets the document. So the money was given, but no document was given yet. And before the Jew, the buyer, gets a chance to take possession of it, another Jew comes along and takes possession of it, Just like we said when we spoke prior regarding someone that takes possession, this is where it comes into the previous halachas, takes possession in the properties of a ger. Zocha achron, last person, the second one, gets the rights to it. He just has to compensate the first one who has it's collateral for him. He has to give it to the first one the monies that he already invested. And the reason for this halach is because the Gentile, the moment he took the money, he already removed his rights. But the Yisrael buyer didn't acquire Shigesh Taliyot until the document comes to his hand, which wasn't given yet. So the comes out that these properties right now essentially are like properties in the desert. Whoever takes possession of it acquires it. When we say this, only in a place where the judgment is not known regarding the king. But if regarding the judgment of the king and his justice, that one should not get acquisition in the property, only the one that's written in document or who gave the monies, or anything like this that is the law of the government, then we go according to the judgment of the king, because all the laws of the government regarding money is upim done, we go based on their mouth, and therefore then this halach of this trick that the second guy is going to have before the first guy gets it wouldn't apply, because that's the law of the government, that you have to be the one that's either written in the document or paid the money.